Well, good morning to clients of Planning for Life and Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday the 11th of February 2013. And this week, being the second Monday of the month, I'm taking a look at developments in personal finance, which I know is a somewhat dry subject, but it's stuff that could have a real impact on our financial plans. So it is quite important. Moving on, first of all, have a quick look at the economy. Base rates last month remained unchanged at 0.5%. Inflation remains at around 3%, little changed. Our GDP, as you're probably aware, did contract last quarter, and there is some concern that that may lead to the UK losing its AAA rating. That shouldn't have too much of an effect initially, but it could possibly lead to higher interest rates, although many commentators out there are still seeing 2016, even 2017, as being the first date for a next rise in interest rates. Looking at investments and savings, you'll probably have noted shares rose in Jan quite spectacularly. And the FT at last broke through the 6,000 level for the first time in about 2 years, if not more. However, the pound has fallen quite dramatically. As the UK ceases to become a safe haven. And that's great for exporters, so if you're an exporting business, you'll be very happy about that. But if you're an overseas holidaymaker, then I'm afraid holidays overseas are going to be much more expensive this year. And you should be aware, if you've got a cash ISA with National Savings Investment, that they are closing their cash ISA product. And they're going to transfer all their ISA cash into their stocks and shares ISAs in May, so you need to be aware of that, and you might well need to take action on that. Looking at pensions, I think I mentioned last month the government has tabled plans for a major reform of the state pension, and they say this will be introduced, quote, not before April 2017. The scheme, when it comes in, would involve a flat rate of £144 per week, rising by the higher of earnings, prices, or 2.5%. It also, of course, means changes to its funding and the way we contribute to the state pension through national insurance contributions. Something else of interest, especially if you're in capped drawdown on your pension at the moment, the cap rises on the 26th of March. As you know, the cap is calculated by the Government Actuaries Department, and it's known as the GAD rate. Up to now, that's the maximum has been 100% of GAD, but it will rise in March to 120% of GAD, which can be useful because it means you can take more money out of your pension, but obviously you need to treat that with caution because it implies a much faster deterioration in the value of your pension, especially if investment rates and growth doesn't keep up with that. Looking at mortgages, nationwide figures showed a 1% fall in house prices in 2012. The average house price is now £162,000. The average deposit is now 20% or £26,500 based on UK's 30 largest cities. And that ranges from £73,000 in London to £14,000 in Blackburn. The Council of Mortgage Lenders does expect a significant rise in mortgage lending in 2013, which will be a relief to some. On the tax front, bear in mind HMRC continues to clamp down on and target the wealthiest elements of the population, but at the same time they're also reducing their definition of wealth, bringing this down to those with an income of £150,000 per annum and assets of just £1 million, so you need to be quite careful on this one. Other bits of miscellaneous stuff, the Ministry of Justice, you'll be pleased to know, has cracked down recently on over 2,000 claims firms and is now working quite closely with the Information Commissioner to crack down on unsolicited calls and emails. I'm sure that'll be a relief to many of us. On the advisory front, we're now into RDR, Retail Distribution Review. The FSA calculates that numbers of advisors have now dropped to well under 30,000. And on my calculations, that probably means only 1 in 10 households are now in receipt of financial advice, with the rest going execution only, which is food for thought. That's it for me. I am actually away this week, and I've recorded this on Friday. We're on holiday over half term. But we'll be speaking to you next week as usual. Please don't accept this as advice. Do take professional advice before you take any action. That's it from me. Have a very, very good week. Take care.